Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of Wrestling Observer Live, here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. And the website is fixed, and that means the phone numbers are available on the website. The studio line, Skype line, text message line, and the Sports Byline number all on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Just scroll down the right-hand side, everything is there that you'll need to contact this show. And let's go to the phone line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian, this is John from Memphis, Tennessee, man.
Holy smokes, John. You're very excited today.
Well, I was listening to the Vincent Verhaeghe show featuring Craig and Brian, man.
Oh, yeah?
That show always pumped me up, man, because of the inspiration of the great Vincent Verhaeghe, man, who is my inspiration, man. And that man is a godsend, man. I don't care what people say. Don't ever get rid of him, man. If you do, I would leave the show. I would discontinue my subscription, man.
Wow.
That is the reason why I love this show. I love that show. He is the true star of the Vincent.
Okay, do you have a point here? We got a quick segment. I don't want to have to hold you over.
All right. But here's my thing. It's about Lucha Underground. Why don't they try to produce two different shows, like one for wrestling fans, like the current concept, which I love, and one of my brothers loves it, don't watch wrestling, never do, but he loves it because of the campy. He's a more of an action, love action shows, and he loves this campy type actionist show.
All right, Vinny V's biggest fan. Hold on, we got to head to a break, but I'll pick you up when we come back, and we'll talk more about Lucha Underground. Stand by, everybody. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Hi, fantasy players. I'm Herman Moore, All-Pro wide receiver, with some fantasy tips on how you can pick a winning roster this weekend by using some of the tips that I actually use to play. I look at three things: a consistent quarterback with reliable wide receivers, running backs that are the core to their offensive attack, and then matchups, team strengths versus their opponent's weaknesses. Those are my winning keys to picking a great roster. Okay, raise your hand if you made any money this weekend playing fantasy football. I made money this weekend playing fantasy football on FanDuel. Hi, this is Herman Moore, All-Pro wide receiver, letting you know you can win money this weekend playing fantasy football on FanDuel. Just pick your players, stay under the cap, and watch your team win. Game start as low as $1. Come on, y'all. $1. Visit FanDuel.com to get started. Use the code HERM, H-E-R-M. That's FanDuel.com, code HERM. FanDuel.com, code HERM. FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Got an iPod? Into podcasting? Now you can get podcasts of all your favorite Sports Byline shows delivered right to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want, on your PC or on your iPod. Never miss your favorite show. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to your favorite shows. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Studio line today, 425-488-0525. Skype line, F4W Online. Send us a text message at 425-780-7566. Or give us a call toll-free, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. All of these numbers are now available 24-7 on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Underneath, by the way, the two banners on the left-hand side of the page that allow you to listen to Wrestling Observer Live, live every day, as well as After Dark Radio, which is live every Sunday night at 9 Pacific, midnight Eastern. And that includes tonight, we will be joined by Aphrodite Jones, New York Times bestselling author, as well as the host on Investigation Discovery. We'll talk to her tonight. But back to the real main event at the moment. John, what's going on?
Oh, I'm fine, man. I can't wait for tonight to hear that story, hear what she got to say. But back to what I was talking about, man. Why don't they, Robert Rodriguez and have do two shows to try to cater to the wrestling fans like what they have, which they already have, which I like the concept. It's a little bit of the campy storyline.
So you want them to make two completely different shows?
Well, I'm not talking about like completely different, but if you can, if probably won't cost, I don't know what it is, but
based on what they're paying, it would cost a lot.
Well, I know, but I'm talking about have more on the camp of the campy novella product. If you want to do that, do that, and then have for the Latin American audience, and then for the hardcore wrestling fans, and just have a show like that. I know that's kind of silly, or something like that.
That is kind of silly, John.
But hold on, I also got a question about this. So how many episodes are they going to do this? Are they going to do for Lucha Underground? I like the concept. Like I said, my brother, who is completely does not like wrestling, but he likes action shows and action movies, and he likes this because of the, like I say, the campiness. Because this is like the first wrestling show that is actually, I can say it's sports entertainment, which I believe is sport. I consider to be sports entertainment. It's entertainment, but it got a sports feel to it. That's why
this
I like
is. This is John. I want to thank you very much for the call. We got to get some other people on the line here, but this is exactly what people have been trying to do all the way back to the mid '90s when Vince Russo had this crazy idea. Oh, people like Survivor. Let's make a reality show about wrestling. And he killed WCW doing this. People have been trying over and over again. It's the first time someone's ever done it right. And why we're arguing about how they should change it is beyond me.
Well, I'm most certainly not saying that it should have increased campiness. I'm just saying the dramatic aspects, would one be more, would you still be okay, would you be okay, basically, if I can learn how to speak here, would you be okay with more of the dramatic aspects and a little less wrestling if it meant getting to a wider audience and if it meant the security going forward of Lucha Underground? That is all I am saying. We got into a bunch of, you know, random stuff and TV and all that stuff. It was a little bit too much in that last segment in the first hour. All I'm saying is, would you take a little bit more of that, of what you've already seen on the show? You know it's done well. Would you take more of that if it meant security and it meant a wider audience and it meant getting that thing out there and sponsors and all that other good stuff?
Nico in Massachusetts, you're on the air. Nico, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going, Brian and Mike?
Great.
Just had a quick question about Sting in the Observer Hall of Fame this year. Do you guys feel like with the effort he put in to make a serious run for his sort of final matches at the end of his career in WWE, and with the shape he got in, the numbers on the merchandise he sold, do you guys think that this might be the strongest year for him as a candidate in a while? And that's all I got to ask, and I'll listen.
Who are you talking about?
Stinger.
Sting.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, I want to thank you very much for the call. Yes, I think that this would be his strongest year. I think that there was no chance. Well, I shouldn't say no chance. I always thought this thing should be in the Hall of Fame, but everybody argued otherwise, and nobody took any of his TNA runs seriously, even though he had good matches, and he cut great promos, and he was pushed as a legend and an icon, that's what they called him, in TNA. But because it was TNA, nobody took any of that seriously. So I think the fact that he came back and he got a chance to work a WrestleMania match, he got a chance to do Night of Champions, he got a chance to make his WWE appearance, he looked good, his matches were fine, I'm sure he sold a lot of merchandise. Yes, his candidacy should be stronger now than it's ever been. I don't know if he's going to go in, but his candidacy should be stronger.
I believe that's the case too, absolutely. If you look at the Hall of Fame and you look at it as the biggest wrestling superstars in the world should be in the Hall of Fame, I think that's where you make arguments for your big daddies, in one case, Sergeant Slaughter in one case, and Sting in one of those cases. He has been a star now since 1987. He's been making an impact from the time he was in UWF till now. He has been a star, and he is his, you know, people that wanted to see him, the fact he has all merchandise, the fact that he has lost twice. And if you said he was coming back and going to be in a big match, I still think people would be, you know, throwing babies up in the air to see him. They love Sting. And if you look at the Hall of Fame that way, it's really hard to deny Sting being in there. You can get into his work and interviews and all that sort of stuff over the span of his career. But as far as him being a star, if that's what matters, being in the Hall of Fame, he damn sure is a star.
Danny here wants to know via text message, why does Vince care about ratings? He's the number one show. Plus, he doesn't get the ad revenue. Not to mention, if he did, wrestling doesn't make much money. Answer is because it is a publicly traded company. And the ratings are an indicator of the popularity of your product among television viewers. And so when you have to go before your stockholders and say, you know what, our ratings are down 15% in the last year, 25% over the last 3 years, that's not something that you want to answer to. Not to mention, yes, he doesn't make any money right now. And yes, it is an escalating contract, but it's only a 3-year deal and there's 2 years left. And so if his ratings get slashed, if they fall, if they collapse, then when the time comes to have to sign a new deal, he's going to get a terrible deal if he gets a deal at all. So yes, ratings remain very important. Why they fixate over week to week and hour to hour, I don't really know about that. It is the longer-term trend, this 3-year 25% drop. That's what matters, more so than if the show was up or down this week. But yes, that's why Vince McMahon cares about ratings.
Yeah, I think we talked about it a couple weeks ago. It's no matter what you may think about ratings or the rating system or any of that sort of stuff, it's still a number that actually matters. It's still something that people can wrap their brains around. It's something for advertisers. It's something, like you said, for the shareholders. All of that stuff, you know, whether you agree with it or not, and there's, you know, a lot more numbers that go into it, you know, as far as the overall business and everything. But it's, again, it's one of the glossiest ones because it's been so important for so long, and it's important for the television business, which, you know, Raw being the TV show we're talking about here, it makes a difference.
Jim in Virginia wants us to know that he has El Rey on Comcast. Cool.
Yeah, they usually they will add channels usually this time of year going into the fall season and everything. If there's going to be shakeups, and I don't know if Comcast has got this all over the place, but
it's on the Spanish tier. It's on the Spanish tier.
And El Rey, and hopefully Access becomes more of a national thing on Comcast as well, which they have not been.
I have it here on Frontier. I'll tell
it's
the
one of the only good parts
well.
About having Frontier, isn't it?
It says here, should Sasha have done Paige's promo? Seems you could have held the Paige heel turn off a couple of weeks until Charlotte was unsuccessful, or successfully defending the title. They wanted to break them up. That's the deal. Sasha's on a different team. So this was a way to break the team up and move on to a new feud.
And only Paige could have done that promo anyway.
Time to break, everybody. Back in a moment with more. Your phone calls, text messages, Skype numbers, the whole nine yards. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Phone lines are open. We got the studio line, the Skype line. You can text message us. 1-800-878-PLAY. All of these numbers available on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Taking calls for the next 40 minutes here. And we've also got a lot of lineups for this coming big weekend. First off, it's Bound for Glory, everybody. This is TNA's WrestleMania. Maybe the final ever TNA live pay-per-view. I guess we'll find out, depending on if they get a new television deal. Maybe some Spanish language station is available, Mike, for this TNA Impact program.
They're not watching that stuff there.
They could do two different shows while they're at it, too. They could do a show for wrestling fans, and they can go do a show for fans who need storylines that don't make sense. That's another idea that they could do.
Well, you could just do that on the WWE Network by watching old Nitros from around 1999.
True. Ethan Carter III versus Drew Galloway for the TNA title is the main event.
I like those guys.
And Jeff Hardy is the special guest referee. Now, I've not been watching a lot of Impact lately. Last I heard, Jeff Hardy was Ethan Carter III's manservant. So why is he now the referee?
Wait a second. Manservant?
Yeah. What's the problem?
I don't think EC3 hanging out with Jeff Hardy playing manservant could hold any sort of candle, whether even if it was one of those cheap ones, not like the really good Yankee candles that cost a lot, but they smell really good. No, even the cheap ones you would get at the dollar store couldn't even hold those to what is taking place right now between the last real man, Silas Young, and Dalton Castle's former Young Boys.
Well, all I know is that's the storyline, and now he's the special guest referee, so are we supposed to believe that he's going to screw Ethan, or he's going to screw Drew?
I don't know. That's why you have to watch out.
Well, I want to know what the storyline is. If anybody knows, let me know. I should be on top of this, but TNA, unfortunately, has very much fallen off the radar. Not just for me, for a lot of people. Kurt Angle will be facing a mystery opponent in a singles match. We've got Gail Kim versus Awesome Kong in 2015 for the TNA Knockouts title. I believe we first saw that match, 8 years ago, was it? And they feuded for a long time. The Wolves, Davey Richards and Eddie Edwards, defend the TNA tag titles against GFW's Brian Myers and Trevor Lee. We've got Tigre Uno, Rockstar Spud, DJZ, and Manic in an Ultimate X match for the TNA X Division title. And Bobby Roode will be facing Lashley in a TNA King of the Mountain match. Everybody's favorite match. Actually, you know what? It's not a King of the Mountain match. It's for the King of the Mountain Championship. And the King of the Mountain match is a special kind of match, and it has its own championship. So why would the championship be defended in a singles match and not a King of the Mountain match? Seriously, that's a serious question. No one knows? All right. I give up. Mike, are you there?
I'm just,
you think disappeared.
I know? Well, I'm more where I can't. Look, I don't have time to wrap my head around TNA and what they're doing and their wacky storylines and this and that and the other. I don't care. I don't know. Somebody called in last week, earlier on this week, asking about why Kenny Omega would have defeated Kushida and won the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship. I can't tell you why, other than there are, you know, Kushida's still the future unless something has bizarrely happened. You know, this is, maybe this was planned ahead of time. Maybe this was the original thing all along. But, you know, there were a lot of people that looked at the passing of the torch to Kushida like he was going to be the new Liger and he was going to get this very long reign. And I still think he's going to be the face of the New Japan Junior Heavyweight Division, but obviously wanted the belt back on Omega for some sort of reason. I can wrap my brain around that one better than I can Hirooki Goto losing the IWGP Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship to Shinsuke Nakamura.
Oh, man, you spoiled it for some people, Mike.
Why? It was a live show that
spoiled
aired on
a live show. Come on, buddy.
That aired on New Japan World overnight. But hey, okay, if I spoiled it for you, sorry, but maybe you should be spoiled by this. I'm spoiled by this. I don't understand this decision at all, other than possibly Goto getting a big win at the Dome again from Nakamura. I have no idea. I just know that Shinsuke Nakamura, after the match, was challenged by Carl Anderson for a title shot, which Anderson beat him during the G1, so that makes complete sense. But Nakamura with that Intercontinental title again when he absolutely positively does not need it. And frankly, Goto could have used the win and was having a really, really good year. just a big surprise. And I've been relatively bullish on New Japan's booking and their outlook when it comes to younger guys. And I think what they can do going forward and the, you know, yes, they need to create some younger guys, but I think they've built themselves up some equity and done some good things where they can bring in, they can rely on some older guys and some guys who have been around for a while and piece that together until they build up their young guys. They still need to, but I think they have the opportunity to do that. But when it comes to their booking right now, maybe they have a grandmaster plan. They seemingly usually do. But I have less confidence right now than I have in quite some time because I don't understand why some of these moves are being made and why you do damage to Goto, which essentially you did, and you give the title back to Nakamura, who absolutely doesn't need it. Just very, very odd. I guess we have to see where we're going forward, but just a, to me, I think really strange decisions.
John in Arkansas texts to ask if the ratings were down for Raw Monday, and the answer is yes, they were down. They dropped from 3.39 million to 3.34 million, and worse, the show died as it went on. At least the week prior, the show grew in the second hour and then fell in the third. This time it opened at 3.4 million, fell to 3.368, then fell to 3.260. And that's with a show that was headlined by John Cena and Seth Rollins for the U.S. title. So, no, those were not good numbers on Monday at all, in fact. And that leads us to this Madison Square Garden show, which we have coming up on the WWE Network, Brock's Road to Hell Tour, I guess they're calling it. This is the first Brock Lesnar match in the Garden in a decade, and he will be facing, of all people, the Big Show. That's the main event. Is there anyone in the world that thinks the Big Show might win this match?
No.
Is this just a way where you're paying to see Brock Lesnar suplex the Big Show?
Well, pretty much, yeah. I mean, look, the Big Show is out there. He is a longtime veteran of main eventing house shows. Big Show will come to your town. He will quiet everybody down. He will do the spot in the corner with the chop. So he's there anyway. He's there anyway on the top of the card. And Brock, he's part of the Authority, and he is, you know, even though people are chanting, you know, please retire at him, I think if he were to retire, you know, his acting skills, and he would be missed. I really believe that. But he's there to take a huge F5. He's there to, which he has done before. They are very familiar with each other. It's a great visual. My son was not born, I do not believe. No, he absolutely was not born when they did the suplex spot where the ring gave in and collapsed. You know, he wasn't there for that. He's got, you know, no clue of the Big Show and Brock Lesnar's former antics together. So it's new to some people, and it makes sense. It's not the flashiest thing in the world or anything like that, and I know it's the Big Show, and I think if this was a series, I would complain about it more. If it was on Raw, I'd complain about it more, but I know exactly what I'm getting going in. It's like Kofi and Brock. He knew what was going to happen. Kofi was going to get tossed. All of the New Day was going to get tossed. Well, same thing when it comes to the Big Show at Madison Square Garden. It's going to serve a purpose, and it doesn't matter. As long as we see Brock smash, we should all be happy.
Should mention, by the way, that they're also doing a steel cage match for the U.S. title. It's John Cena versus Seth Rollins. Now, John Cena faced Seth Rollins at Night of Champions and beat him for the U.S. title, right?
Yes, he did.
John Cena then faced Seth Rollins on Raw and defended the U.S. title and I guess Seth Rollins' mandatory rematch. And John Cena won, correct?
Yes, he did. And sandwiched in between that was John Cena giving him a AA on the floor.
Sure, but that's beside the point. Point is, John Cena's now beaten this man two times, right?
Yeah, pretty much embarrassing him, yeah.
And this man is the WWE champion that's been beaten twice, right?
Yes, he is.
So why is John Cena the one defending his title in this steel cage match, besides the obvious, which is they want to give John Cena another win?
Never give up on a title defense, bro. That's pretty much it.
Shouldn't Seth Rollins be defending his title against this man who's beat him twice now?
Well, you know, this is one of those things where I don't understand why this would even be on the network. To me, that's something you have on the house show. And once, you know, the network portion of the proceedings are over, then you bring out John Cena and Seth Rollins for something after the fact. I don't even know why you would have that on this show or continue to do this again. I've been great with Seth Rollins being the chicken crap champion, and I like the story they've told and everything. But, I mean, no, it has not done wonders for, like, you know, how we look at, like, dominant WWE champions or anything like that. And I can see how some people think it's been very damaging, even though he's been very good doing it. But, you know, this to me is a little bit of, like, overkill. You don't need to do this again. It was like the AA on the floor. You know, it's just, it didn't need to be done. It was overkill.
Head to a break. We're going to talk more about this Madison Square Garden card, as well as take your phone calls, emails, etc. Wrestling Observer Live every day, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hi, fantasy players. I'm Herman Moore, All-Pro wide receiver, with some fantasy tips on how you can pick a winning roster this weekend by using some of the tips that I actually use to play. I look at three things: a consistent quarterback with reliable wide receivers, running backs that are the core to their offensive attack, and then matchups, team strengths versus their opponent's weaknesses. Those are my winning keys to picking a great roster. Okay, raise your hand if you made any money this weekend playing fantasy football. I made money this weekend playing fantasy football on FanDuel. Hi, this is Herman Moore, All-Pro wide receiver, letting you know you can win money this weekend playing fantasy football on FanDuel. Just pick your players, stay under the cap, and watch your team win. Game start as low as $1. Come on, y'all. $1. Visit FanDuel.com to get started. Use the code HERM, H-E-R-M. That's FanDuel.com, code HERM. FanDuel.com, code HERM. FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads: pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about, if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, you're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Last chance for calls here today, 425-488-0525, studio line, Skype line, F4W online. Text us at 425-780-7566. Or call us toll-free, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7566. 7529, all of the numbers available on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. And more from this Madison Square Garden show. We've also got this tag team championship match. It is the New Day against, as it is billed on WWE.com, New York's own Dudley Boys. Think you know what that means? Very likely a tag team championship change. I think it's too early. New Day is awesome. They just won the belts. But it's New York. Titles are on the line. Network special. You got to do something. And this is probably what they're going to do.
I don't blame them for doing that. I really don't. I'm surprised that they went. I thought they were at least going to have a three-way between the three teams before you got into the Dudleys challenging. And I thought that was actually just to ease them in. You know what I mean? I think you get a little bit longer out of that by having, you know, kind of ease them into to working with those guys and then have them go after the titles against, you know, no matter who it was. And obviously it's the New Day. But when they announced the title match, I was surprised by that. But seeing that the Garden show was on the agenda, it makes a lot more sense to have him win it there. It makes a lot more sense to have him put whoever it is through the table. But if you're going to give the Dudleys the titles, which I absolutely positively believe that they will, why would they not? The Dudleys love titles, and it would just make sense to do it, you know, short term. Why not, as a nostalgia thing? Do it in Madison Square Garden. It's going to get the most reaction there. You get something to show it on Raw for all of you people that have not been ordering the WWE Network. Not only do you get all of these special events that used to be pay-per-views for only $9.99, you get to see things like this, and you know, you can continue to hype up some of the value of the network that way.
Well, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
It's John from Arkansas. Hey, I had one other quick thing I wanted to say. I kind of like what they're doing over in NOAA right now with the ultimatum that if no native guy can beat any of the Suzuki gun guys, that the promotion will fold. Now, my question is this foreshadowing something?
Isn't there only one guy left? Mike?
Pretty much. I was, again, I got to see what the next defense of Brain Lock. I think it's Mara Fuji again is going to be the, try to be the savior. I was stunned when they didn't actually go with Takashi Sugiura. I thought they were honestly, you know, he was going to be the one that ultimately put the stop the Suzuki gun. But when you started looking at the fact that all those guys still hold all of the titles and they didn't really have kind of ways out as the match got close, I started believing less and less that was going to be the case. And now it looks like Naomichi Marufuji, who has fallen to Suzuki several times, has announced that, you know, he's got one more shot and this is it. And, you know, he's the face of NOAA. You know,
maybe it is going to fold.
Well, and
think about this. What if NOAA was dying and they made a deal with New Japan and New Japan took over an ownership percentage or whatever? And they said, okay, here's what we're going to do.
Basically.
Yep. We're going to send over Suzuki and we're going to do this invasion storyline. And he's going to start running through everybody. And we're going to see what we can do for business. And if business turns around, then one of the NOAA guys will beat Suzuki and away we go into the new era. And if we run this storyline for a year and it doesn't do a damn bit of good, then the final match will be, this is your last chance. And if not, Suzuki folds the promotion. And maybe that's where they're going. And then Suzuki returns having triumphantly destroyed an entire promotion, comes into New Japan as your GHC champion, and you do whatever you're going to do.
It would be friggin' huge. And then Eric Embry can walk in like he did in Texas as members of Jarrett Promotions and rip down the world-class logo and make it USWA. But seriously, that could absolutely happen. Gato is already booking, or Jado's already booking NOAA as it is. There's already a stake from New Japan into the company. NOAA, really the only thing it has is a green mat, and it's got a lot of memories, and it's got a really, you know, hell of a video library with some remarkable matches, because for those who are unaware, Pro Wrestling NOAA in the early 2000s, when the split with All Japan happened, arguably had the best promotion in the world in the early 2000s. From 2001, whatever it was, to 2005, 6, 7, they were absolutely outstanding. They didn't change with the times, unfortunately. Some things didn't go their way, and obviously the death of Misawa and the loss of television was the thing that really put the company on its way to where it is now in a rough state. But if I'm New Japan and we've seen promotions stay alive and pop up and this and that, I think they start taking more of a WWE approach to things, and they just, again, buy the video packages or buy the history of Noah and put everything under thumb and have it be a separate promotion or have, you know, mix those guys into the group. I just think it's time for that to happen over there. We see All Japan hanging on by a thread. We see a lot of guys, you know, wrestlers work, you know, doing, you know, single, you know, shot shows and things like that. Dragon Gate is still strong. DDT is still strong. Big Japan is still strong. But outside of that, you know, it's pretty tough. And again, the more this stuff gets consolidated with both the men and the women over there, I think the better for the business. And New Japan's in that position. You might as well put your foot on the neck of everybody the best you can and acquire everything and be really take a look from what WWE's done as far as the network goes and as far as having, you know, owning the history of wrestling. I think that's something they may seriously want to look at, because when it comes time to sell All Japan's video library, which is the only thing worthwhile in that company, I mean, who's out there to buy it? You know, if New Japan has got Noah, which they seemingly do, all they need is the history of All Japan, and essentially they have everything. Yeah, there's still IWE and some other stuff that they wouldn't have rights to, but if they have that, they're the WWE. They hold all of the cards in the history of Japan.
Going back to this Madison Square Garden show, we've also got Jericho versus Kevin Owens for the Intercontinental title. I would not expect a title change there. Ziggler versus Rusev. And you can also see your favorite WWE superstars in action, including Kane, Mark Henry, Stardust, Team Bella, and many more. And they announced...
Many more is my favorite.
That's right. They're not just airing the main card, like the main matches that we talked about here, but if you've got the WWE Network, the entire Madison Square Garden show from start to finish is going to air on your television. So I'm actually very excited for this.
I pop for that. I'm an old man, so I remember it was really cool, you know, having all the wrestling on in the 80s, and I'd go up to my, I had a lot of family that lived in New Jersey and outside of New York, so to go up there and be able to see Madison Square Garden TV and see the live house show matches, because we didn't have that in my area. They didn't do that with the Cap Center or the Baltimore Arena like they did in Boston and Philadelphia and in Madison Square Garden in New York on the MSG network. We didn't have that. So it was always cool to basically see this, you know, you're going to a house show that's you know, there for you on TV. And I think it kind of harkens back to that. And I think that's cool. I don't think it's much to take a couple of cameras the way technology is and, you know, have a real stripped down thing and doing stuff like this every once in a while. Why not? You know, I don't necessarily want to see the NXT True Rookies, you know, in the NXT house show. I don't think I ever want to see that on the network or anything like that. But random shows in different places, sure, absolutely, why not?
Jim in Virginia just sent a text message here. He says, Medusa and Bull Nakano recently reunited after 21 years at the Japanese Stardom promotion. And if I get a chance here, I got to tweet this picture out. You would not believe what Bull Nakano looks like at 47 years old.
Now, can you try to explain her to people that don't know exactly what she looked like before?
Because you'd
have to know what she looked like before.
She looked like Braun Strowman. No. She looked like, she looked like, you know, she kind of looked like Havoc in TNA. She was very big. She was all painted up, hair sticking straight up in the air. Her gimmick was she was a beast. She was a monster, and now she is 47, and she's beautiful. You would not even believe your eyes. Did I see this picture? I just sent it to you.
I've seen pictures. Let me look at this one, because I have seen her, and she does look amazing.
That's the craziest thing.
It's insane. Jesus, it's absolutely insane. Yeah, she became a legit LPGA ranked golfer, or got her tour card at least. Yeah, it's just absolutely amazing from what she looked like back in the day at over, you know, 200 pounds to what she looks like now.
I mean, if you can tweet that out, Mike, and I'll retweet it for everybody.
No problem.
As you're doing that, the lineup for UFC 192, which is coming up Saturday, which actually looks like a very, very fun show. The main event is Daniel Cormier defending the 205-pound title against Alexander Gustafsson. Alexander Gustafsson. You know, I really, really like Daniel Cormier. I love the guy, actually. And he's a great talker. He's a great pro wrestling style character. He's a big pro wrestling fan. And when Daniel Cormier gets talking about Alexander Gustafsson, and when he throws out the line about how this guy's claim to fame is a fight he lost, I'm like, yes. Why are we, me and you, Daniel, the only people that see this? Yes, he gave John Jones, John Jones' toughest fight, and you know what? He lost. Not only did he lose, John Jones himself, and very rarely will fighters actually admit this, John Jones himself said, I didn't take this dude seriously at all, and I barely trained. That's Gustafsson's claim to fame. I expect him to be obliterated on Saturday.
So you believe something that comes out of John Jones' mouth. That's
believe it or not, in that case, I actually do.
In the fact that he had his toughest fight against Alexander Gustafsson, I think this is incredibly unfair. I'm not saying that.
You put $25 on the line with you, Mike, for this fight?
What, that Alexander Gustafsson wins?
No, that Cormier destroys the guy.
You know, well.
$25 US.
I like Daniel Cormier. I'll take the 25.
All
that
right.
It's not a
destruction. $25 on the line.
I'll take the 25 that it's not a destruction. I'll have some faith in Gustafsson, although I do think Cormier is going to win. I understand what a lot of people are saying. Alexander Gustafsson, whether you believe this is good or not, is, you know, Rumble's not going to get the match again. John Jones is out where the position he's in. So it's like, well, who's left? To me, Gustafsson is head, shoulders, and torso above Ryan Bader, and it doesn't make it exciting.
I mean, you're right, but I want to see that Bader fight. I want to see the promos between Bader and Cormier. They're already great.
They're so way overstating, I guess, what I think the Bader promo thing with Cormier.
Oh, God, I laughed so hard. I watched it 50 times. Literally 50. I watch it twice for every dollar you're going to pay me when Cormier destroys Gustafsson. God, it was great. Cormier is so good, everybody. He's so good.
That he is.
Let's go to the phones very quickly. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
John from Memphis.
Yes, John.
I am excited for the Madison Square Garden show. Even Brock is going to be entertaining in that environment. And I have to agree. I think the fact that they're hyping up this tag team title match, I think the Dudleys might win it. I don't know. I just got this tinge of fear that despite the New Day right now being one of the best things about Raw, I just have this fear it's going to be like Miz Dow all over and just getting pushed down the card to the point of obscurity.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. We got to head to a break, but I think Dudleys are winning. I think there's a reason it's in MSG. I think there's a reason they're on the card. I think there's a reason the titles are on the line. I think it's going to be a title change. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE. 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live, final segment of the show. I want to apologize for those of you that have sent text messages that we haven't gotten to today, emails, etc. Fear not, we are here every day, including Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. That would be every day, and Saturday, and Sunday. Did I mention every day? Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Saturdays, 10 a.m. and 5 Pacific, with a replay show. Sundays live at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. And, of course, on Monday mornings, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern, replay on Sports Byline USA. When we return live tomorrow, not only is it going to be a fun week of previews, phone calls, and more, but Shine Week starts tomorrow. We're going to be joined by guests we have never before had on this program, to the best of my knowledge, including some that you have seen on promotions such as Lucha Underground. Ivelisse, for example, is going to be on the show next week. We're probably going to have guests every single day leading to this weekend's Shine tapings. We'll talk all about that this coming week. It's going to be a lot of fun. Shine Week coming up here on the program. We'll also be talking about all of the shows that we previewed here today, next week. Tonight at 9 Pacific, midnight Eastern, on the Dark Matter Digital Network, I will be up live and free, After Dark Radio. All of the information is up at WrestlingObserver.com. Aphrodite Jones will be on the show talking true crime, her show on investigation discovery, her New York Times best-selling books. That is Sunday nights, 9 Pacific, midnight Eastern, live on the Dark Matter Digital Network. You can listen free on TuneIn Radio, just like you listen to Sports Byline USA. So that's going to be a lot of fun tonight. Do not miss that. All the information will be up on the front page. For subscribers tonight, we've also got a brand new Brian and Vinny show coming up in a few hours. SmackDown, and maybe a special look back at history. And it'll be a fun one. And then, of course, tomorrow, live and free, Sports Byline USA, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Thanks, everybody at Byline. Mike, as always, callers, listeners, texters, etc. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA. Radio Network.